98.9 8DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tariff whiplash. Once again, the White House has paused most of those 25% tariffs on Canadian and Mexican imports. ABC's Andrew Dimbert with more on how the changes are impacting American businesses.
Grocery store operators among those saying they're struggling to plan, unsure how the potential tariffs will affect them. This lumber distributor says tariffs could cause new home prices to soar.
You could see $10,000 to $15,000 added onto the framing cost of a house. Easily.
Doug Ford, the leader of Ontario, Canada, he says beginning Monday, he'll impose a 25% tariff on electricity from Ontario.
China's foreign minister said this morning China will continue to retaliate, quote, saying, quote, no country should fantasize it can suppress China and maintain a good relationship with China at the same time. The busiest train station in Europe, Gare du Nord in Paris, suspending much of its rail service as an unexploded World War II bomb was found underneath it. This is ABC News. A court has ordered that South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol be released from jail, where he's been since January. He was impeached, then arrested for declaring martial law in December. Don't forget, or you'll be an hour late for church or brunch.
It's that time again. Daylight saving time kicks in Sunday when most of the U.S. moves the clock forward 1 hour. The time shift reigniting the debate over whether to do away with changing the clocks, which can also mess with our bodies' circadian rhythms. The American Academy of Sleep Medicine has gone on record recommending that seasonal time changes be abolished in favor of a fixed national year-round standard time. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The FBI has determined that a couple of young pranksters aboard Sun Country Flight 593 were the ones responsible for writing a note that read, "You are all going to die, help me." The Minneapolis to Mazatlan flight was diverted to El Paso, where it still sits. The kids won't be prosecuted. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Matt Nair on air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong. Just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
A busy weekend in college basketball. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Big game tomorrow for Marquette. The Golden Eagles host number 6-ranked St. John's at Fiserv Forum. It's senior day for Marquette. Tip-off time at Fiserv Forum, 11 a.m. In Madison, the Badgers will host Penn State at noon tomorrow at the Kohl Center. The Milwaukee Panthers season came to an end last night at the Clatchy Center after losing to Oakland, 72-64. Milwaukee just 3-for-12 at the foul line. In women's hockey, the number 1-ranked Badgers women's team are in Minnesota today to take on the Bulldogs in Duluth. It's the first round of the WCHA Final Faceoff Tournament. NFL, Mason Crosby officially retiring today after 16 years as the team's kicker.
I was drafted by the Packers. I got to win a Super Bowl in Green Bay, in Titletown. Like, one of the coolest things that has ever happened in my life is to be able to wear that Super Bowl ring, and nobody can ever take that away from us.
That's the Packers' Mason Crosby with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Keanu Reeves says John Wick 5 might not happen. The actor spoke to Extra and said that John Wick 4 didn't leave much room for a John Wick 5, which is an understatement because John Wick died in Chapter 4. Reeves said the role is very physically and mentally demanding, but also said, never say never. Translation, I want a lot of money to do John Wick 5. Ione Skye, who starred opposite John Cusack in 1989's Say Anything, has a new memoir out called Say Everything. In the book, Skye says she and Cusack had sex, but not while filming the movie. Sky says it was years later that they reconnected and wanted to see if on-screen chemistry could be found off-screen, adding it was something she needed to get out of her system. Sky wanted to clarify that the hookup with Cusack happened after she divorced Beastie Boy Adam Horowitz. Sky also said in the book that it was when she was married to Horowitz that she discovered she likes women. That'll pump a guy full of confidence. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to the upper 30s to low 40s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to drop down into the low 20s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, low to mid 40s, close to 50 by Sunday. We're talking highs near 60 by Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Peach Wabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens. And it's a bar band Friday night, and that means our pal Terry Barr will be by with new music and fun conversation. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on this Friday morning, March 7th, 2025. It's another beautiful day to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, or the app, or a podcast. Or Facebook or YouTube. I appreciate you starting your day here where it is a beautiful day because you look out to the east.
He said, opening up the curtain in his office,
there is such a nice little pink ribbon of light along the eastern horizon now. Although things are going to change in a couple days here. So I got a question for you. Are you ready to change your clocks? Because that's sneaking up on us. And then we get to have that whole national debate again. Coming up on the program today, a lot of week in review talk because there's a lot of things to cover. A lot happened this week. There's one thread that weaves through much of this week's news coverage, and it's how Americans, even Trump voters, were expecting him to cut wasteful spending only to discover that they themselves are the waste that he was talking about. This would be the perfect time for some elected Republicans to stand with their constituents and say that things are getting out of hand. And so I'll talk to two of my Courier Newsroom colleagues in Arizona and Iowa to see if any GOP profiles and courage are on display yet. If you step away for a moment from all the big numbers about all the people President Trump is terminating, look at the local level and you'll see how your federal tax dollars help provide services through offices around the country. Trump and Musk are closing more than a dozen such offices around our state. We'll tell you what they do and how the guys who promised to make government more efficient are in the process of making it much less so. Which I don't know that I have a better way to put it except for this post that I saw on social media that I want to share with Greg Bach. So we bring him in from beautiful Racine, Wisconsin. Mr. Bach, how are you?
I'm doing just peachy.
Peachy. All right. Very nice. You're fired.
No, wait.
You're rehired.
Oh, thank you very much.
Email us a list of things you've done this week. Wait, forget it. You're fired again. No, come back. Your job was important. You're fired. Or hired. Come back to the office to do your work now. Wait. The office no longer has computers. Go home. Brought to you by the Department of Government Efficiency.
An abusive relationship where you're being like, come back. No, go away. Come back. Go away. Seriously, like, you just want to do your job and you can't. You have no stability. This is, blah. Thank you.
Want to do your job. You've been doing your job. You've been serving the country. You've been serving, you know, customers, clients, patients, whatever the case may be. And let's just re-rack what Donald Trump's own attorney said yesterday about, you know, the important work that veterans were doing on behalf of their country.
Well, as you know, we care about veterans tremendously. I mean, that's something the president has always cared about, anybody in blue, anybody that serves this country. But at the same time, we have taxpayer dollars. We have a fiscal responsibility to use taxpayer dollars to pay people that actually work. That doesn't mean that we forget our veterans by any means. We are going to care for them in the right way, but perhaps they're not fit to have a job at this moment or not willing to come to work. And we can't, you know, I wouldn't take money from you and pay somebody and say, sorry, you know, they're not going to come to work. It's just not acceptable.
You lazy SOBs.
Wow, so many words. Just so many words happening there.
So many words to call veterans lazy. And in the background, did I see Tim Michaels? Or was it Eric Hovde? Are they just like, oh, yeah, run on that lazy card. The lazy card. People love when you run on the lazy card.
You know who else are lazy? Farmers. They have it so easy now. Oh my gosh.
Good thing we're cutting payments to them, too. Oh. So, yeah, it's that's the kind of day, this the kind of week this has been that we'll be talking about. You can reach us at 855-75-CIVIC throughout the show, 855-752-4842. You can call or text us at that number. You can also do so through the Civic Media app. And if you prefer, put a comment on Facebook or YouTube like Roger did in Stevens Point here, Greg, where he says, in Stevens Point, Belts Soft Serve opens for its 45th season at 11 o'clock this morning. One of the best little local ice cream joints, you know, just park along the street there. And, oh, it's awesome. It's wonderful. So great, great sign of spring.
That's great. What a wonderful way to start off with a live stream. Thank you, Roger, very, very much. And I am digging your profile pic, Roger.
Yes, he's got a Stand With Ukraine icon.
That's right.
In there. Here's another sign that we've made it to Friday. What's at the Laughing Tap this weekend?
Oh, just Jeffrey Asmus. He is a internet sensation, TikTok, YouTube's, all the things. I actually know, I've been known Jeffrey for over a decade now. He is absolutely blowing up right now. And if you want to come to a show, I think you pretty much only have one opportunity, and that is the Sunday 4 p.m. show that we just added a week and a half ago. Because every other show, all six shows, are almost sold out completely. So if you want to get tickets, I would suggest getting them right now at laughingtap.com. Yep, there's five tickets VIP left for the 7 p.m. show on Sunday. There's a few tickets left for the Sunday show in the afternoon at 4 p.m., but the other four shows are sold out. He is amazing. He has been at oh my gosh, it's the biggest comedy festival in the world. I can't think of it right now. Just for last
Woodstock.
Okay.
Coachella.
There it is. Yep, okay. Exactly. Burning Man. No, he's been at Just for Laughs a few times. He's just great. So, Sunday is your only chance to see him if you want to. LaughingTap.com for tickets. Tickets are very affordable. No drink minimums. If you come down there, say hi to me. I'll be the guy probably checking your ID or checking your tickets.
All right, there you go. Come, go down, say hi. Let's see, a guest to tell you about next week of note. We just learned yesterday that State Superintendent of Public Instruction candidate Brittany Kinzer is going to join us live next Wednesday morning at 7:30. That's our usual homeroom segment where we talk about public education in Wisconsin. Brittany Kinzer is supported by a lot of Republicans and voucher and charter school advocates. And so we're going to be asking her about, the two different school systems that taxpayers are responsible for now in the state of Wisconsin. And what are her ideas for funding two school systems and making sure that the public education system remains viable and achievable and attainable by all Wisconsin students. So Brittany Kinzer on Wednesday morning. Brittany Merlot will be here in an hour. Her state forecast says that a warm-up is on the way, paired with a ton of sunshine. Though a few moments of light snow could mix in, here's her state forecast for today. Light snow to the south that may mix with some rain in the afternoon. It'll be partly sunny here up north. Highs mid-30s in the north, low 40s in the south, with a west wind at 10 to 15 miles an hour. For tonight, crisp temperatures, a few clouds, lows around 10 up north, 20 in the south with a light northwesterly wind. At the bus stop right now, it's 20 here in Chippewa Falls. It's only 4 in Hayward. Amory 14, Wausau 17. Wisconsin Rapids, your thermometer's been broken for a couple of days here. La Crosse 31, Green Bay 25. Madison's at 30 right now, Milwaukee 32, and at Radio Park and Racine, it's 32. But that 4 in Hayward really concerned me. I'm like, is that right? Went and looked at the National Weather Service page for them, and yeah, it is 4, but don't feel bad for them. This is the Hayward forecast. Sunny and 36 today, 45 tomorrow, 50 on Sunday, 54 on Monday. So the 4 degrees that Hayward's going through right now, this hopefully is near the end of it, the end of the reign of terror of single-digit temperatures.
Yeah, right.
In Wisconsin. I'm ready for this to be done. Seriously.
We all are.
I know. Let's see. In the Up North News Daily newsletter, which you can get over at upnorthnewswi.com, Christina Lori writes that her story that she did last month for Inventor's Day did so well that she's revisiting it today with a list of Wisconsin firsts. So I'm going to tell you about a few of them here. Wisconsin gave you the first harvesting machine, the first typewriter, the first numbering system for highways, the first law banning discrimination against women, and the first ice cream sundae. Which reminds me, Roger and Stevens Point tells us that Belt Soft Serve, they opened for their 45th season at 11 o'clock this morning. And Roger adds, it's 18 degrees right now in Stevens Point, which means go get yourself some ice cream later today. The what I'm saying is, it's never too cold to go enjoy some ice cream.
Yeah, DeJoy. In fact, here's the thing is, the ice cream will be warmer than the temperature, so warm up with some ice cream.
Does it work that way?
Science.
Yes, exactly. There's also our new weekend politics edition of the newsletter. And in there, we asked a question last week about all the cuts from Elon Musk and Donald Trump. And we put some of the heartfelt answers from folks in there. And we'll also talk about Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders coming to Kenosha today and up here in the Chippewa Valley to Altoona High School tomorrow. So, again, look for that weekend edition of our newsletter. Sign up for it at our website, upnorthnewswi.com. It's a busy day on Civic Media. On Earl Ingram's show at 8 o'clock, Sandy Williams will talk about the corruption of government recently. Maggie Dawn at 3 o'clock will have What's Good, Local, and Overlooked in Wisconsin with Terry Barr, a Women's History Month story of the Wisconsin woman who was the first war correspondent allowed to parachute into Vietnam with the troops. And then over at Matt and Air on Air, you got Pete Schwabba at 11:30 this morning, and then you're gonna get your discombobulation looked at 11:06.
Correct, sir. We have Dan Schaefer on our show every Friday at 11:06, and then today, Pete Schwabba. There's been a special mission to watch the movie Green and Gold and talk about a portion of the film that really irks Jane. So in the second hour, it's gonna be a lot. you're gonna be recombobulating the news and having some fun with Pete Schwabba. Join us, please.
Can you tease us any further about what it is in the movie that bugs her?
No. Okay, you have to tune in. You have to tune in, Pat.
Consider me teased.
There it is.
Plus, I'm looking at the list for the local shows, the local shows across the Civic Media Radio Network. Great guests, great segments. If it's not playing in your neck of the woods, get the Civic Media app and experiment, dabble in on some of these various shows. Very short sports segment to tell you about. The Bucks host Orlando tomorrow. The 12th-ranked Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team will be hosting Penn State on Saturday. Coverage begins at 11 tomorrow morning on stations in Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Racine, Kenosha, and Richland Center. The Marquette men's basketball team is hosting St. John's tomorrow. The Badger women hockey team, they have the conference tournament at Minnesota Duluth. They are playing the Bulldogs this afternoon at 1, and the Badger men's hockey team is at Ohio State this evening for the Big Ten tournament. We'll talk more about the day's headlines coming up right after this on Up North News Radio. I'm Pat Wrightlow. You're up north.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trump and Vance verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the president of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies. And it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up. Because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian Lomax, defend the vote.
The SAVE Act will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific, 5 million people don't have a passport. Now it's $130 per passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process. Unless you planned a year ahead, you're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Taylor Dane is part of today's history lesson coming up in 30 minutes here on Up North News Radio on this Friday morning. It's March 7th. Hey, from Civic Media, did you know you also get a local daily news podcast? Yeah, from state to local news, sports, entertainment, weather. Civic Media has a daily news roundup podcast to tell you what you want in your community. From Racine to Hayward, Eau Claire, Green Bay, the news team has you covered. So go to civicmedia.com. Find your local Civic Media Station website and click on the banner at the top of the page to hear your local news roundup podcast. And so, for example, if you're in Wausau, you'd go to WXCO.com. If you were in Amory, WLAKRadio.com. In Eau Claire, you'd go thetap.fm. In La Crosse, LaCrosseEagle.com. All there for you to find your local news roundup podcast. This is, what are we at here? Friday. This is what, five days now till our first live event for Up North News. It is going to be at the Overture Center in Madison. Coming up next Wednesday, the 12th. Doors open at 5. We're going to be done by 7 because there's a Supreme Court debate at 7. So our panel discussion from 5 to 7 will then become a watch party from 7 o'clock onward. It's called Protecting Justice for All, a series of panel discussions with legislators and experts talking about how this Supreme Court election on April 1st will have a very definite impact on reproductive rights in Wisconsin, on education in Wisconsin, and on the Wisconsin economy. So the tickets are free. Just head to upnorthnewswi.com/supreme. For more about our Supreme Court forum, that's upnorthnewswi.com/supreme. The governor is doing his weekly weekend radio address, and Tony Evers is talking this weekend about something that may have been overlooked in everything that comes with a governor's budget. There's the budget address. There's the big budget bill. There was the State of the State address before that. And, you know, earlier we were talking about a lot of firsts for Wisconsin. Well, in the governor's budget is another first in terms of, you know, how Wisconsin would be leading the nation. Evers wants Wisconsin to be the first state in America to start auditing insurance companies if they show a pattern of unjustly denying health care claims. Evers' plan would also create a new office to help Wisconsinites whose health insurance claims are denied and create new requirements on health care services and procedures that insurance companies would have to cover. And I'm going to stop that sentence right there and interject this. People going, oh, more regulations on businesses, more regulations on businesses. Let me finish the sentence. New requirements on healthcare services and procedures that insurance companies would have to cover if they want to do business in Wisconsin. If you don't want to do business in Wisconsin, you know, hey, good luck to you. But we've got a big market here of people that pay their premiums on time and deserve to get the coverage they pay for. So some folks in our state capital would like to race to the bottom and get rid of all the rules and requirements. And you pay your premiums and you get denied and you can't do jack about it. But if Governor Evers had his way, insurance companies would do their job. If they promise something, if they promise to pay for something, they'd pay for it. If not, they get audited to find out what it is and to what degree are they price gouging Wisconsinites or ripping them off. Now, look, will any of this pass? No. We know who runs the legislature, but it's an idea that you should know about. And that's one of the things that's really motivated us to start Up North News and Civic Media is that there's all kinds of ideas out there, good ideas in line with Wisconsin values. But then these Democratic lawmakers will go knock on the door of a local radio station or TV station or newspaper, and the place will tell them, well, you know, your bill's never going to pass anyway, so we're just not even going to bother talking about it. And they don't. Well, they're just depriving their audiences and you of the ability to hear about the full arena of ideas, because voters one day are going to be able to choose new legislators who might be more on the side of their constituents than on the side of for-profit insurance corporations. And so that's why Governor Evers continues talking about it and why it will be brought up throughout the state budget process. Here's a story out of Madison that you may have forgotten about. It was about how there were, after the November election, ballots that were discovered and not counted in Madison. Now, they didn't, the ballots that weren't processed because they were caught too late, that were there weren't enough to impact the results of an election, but it's still pretty egregious that a city clerk or staff or somebody would somehow have a process where a bunch of ballots could go uncounted. Now, four of those voters have initiated a class action lawsuit, each one seeking $175,000 in damage. All told, there were 193 voters in Madison whose ballots were misplaced by the city clerk and not discovered until weeks later. The Wisconsin Elections Commission investigated, according to the Associated Press story, but did not determine whether the Madison clerk failed to comply with state law or abused her discretion. She didn't notify the Election Commission of the problem until December, almost a month and a half after the election and after the results were certified on November 29th. Attorney Jeff Mandel, part of Law Forward, bringing the lawsuit, said the goal is to reinforce and strengthen the right to vote. When people's votes are not counted, when the right to vote is violated, our democracy is diminished, Mandel said. As I mentioned, each of the voters is seeking $175,000 from the city of Madison and Dane County. That is above the $50,000 maximum that can be sought in class action lawsuits against municipalities. The lawsuit will argue that the cap is unconstitutional and that they should be awarded more. I'm not here to pass judgment one way or the other. On the one hand, that sounds like a lot of money. But on the other hand, this, again, just sounds so beyond the pale. And I do have questions. I have questions about the Wisconsin Elections Commission investigated but did not determine whether the clerk failed to comply with state law or abused her discretion. Is that it? Is that the end of the process then for the Elections Commission? Because there's three ways to go about this. The Elections Commission comes up with some kind of determination and penalty. Or maybe there's a criminal case involved. I don't know if this has been referred to a district attorney or anything like that. Or the third route is the route we're telling you about, a class action lawsuit, which is where the voters feel like they have to go right now to make sure that something this bad never happens again. Cam Stevenson and Zach Smith from Courier Newsroom are next. You're up north.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Well, our Wisconsin dairy producers are doing a wonderful job not only producing milk, but producing top-quality milk. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. What we may not realize is the quality of the milk that we're bringing to the marketplace is actually creating a bit of a surplus that's impacting things like butter prices. Bryce Windecker is a dairy farmer himself in upstate New York. He's also a broker with EverAg.
There is so much cream floating around out there. We haven't seen cream multiple prices this low since COVID. And since everyone is making at least, 4.5% butterfat seems to be a normal number in conversation. We're making all this butter, and I think we're ready for a big reset in 2026 with how much we're building inventories. It's oddly similar to 2021 when we were sub $2 butter prices.
Bryce Windecker, he's a dairy farmer himself, also a dairy analyst with EverAg. He said that we also need to keep an eye on USDA food-related programs. If funding stays in place, that may help to eliminate some of the stress on our butter complex. How did butter perform yesterday? Those numbers are next.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin's student-athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a young person in agriculture, I wondered how I could make a difference in my community. But then I found Wisconsin Farm Bureau's Young Farmer and Agriculturist program. It's more than a group. It's a chance to connect with others, grow as a leader, and advocate for agriculture. Together, we're shaping the future of farming in Wisconsin. Be a part of something big. Join us today.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
On Thursday, the barrel cheese dropped a nickel to 165.5. 40-pound block cheese was up a penny and a quarter, 162.75. Double A butter up a penny and three quarters, 230 a pound. This morning, December new crop corn is down 2 right now at 449. November new crop beans down 2.5 at 1018. And the July wheat's down 7 at 561. April class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 13 cents, currently at 1733. May close 19 cents lower at 1755 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand rolling into a Friday trade session. More news anytime you need it at MidwestFarmReport.com. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter. I'm Pam Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to the upper 30s to low 40s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to drop down into the low 20s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, low to mid 40s, close to 50 by Sunday. We're talking highs near 60 by Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Brady Ewing will be here, former fullback for Wisconsin football, to talk mental health and athletes and also the relationship with on-air announcers like Bill Rafferty of CBS. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
.634 now on a Friday. That is Key of Akil's walk-up music. But there is no Key of Akil in sight. He's got the week off this week. So happy to have a couple of colleagues from Courier Newsroom from around the country to join us and talk about some of the stories that have been covered this week by all of our various sister outlets, including Iowa Starting Line, where we welcome to the program Zachary Oren Smith. Zach, how are you?
Doing good, Pat. How are you, man?
Doing good. Thanks for joining us from the Iowa State Capitol, where we're recording this on Thursday. So nice to have you here. And we are joined once again by Cameron Stevenson of the Copper Courier there in beautiful Arizona, where we just were a week ago for the Courier Newsroom retreat. Cam, good morning to you. How are you?
Thank you. Thanks for having me back. I am good, but the day is young. So we'll
have you
see where the news takes us.
Have you you guys recovered yet from having all of us invade your territory there? I mean, we have told the story of the singer who recognized you from the stage, you know, from your work.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just encouraging that people enjoy local news.
Yes. Well, Zach, let's start with you out there covering the Iowa legislature and Iowa politics, and it's going to be mostly about what's happening in Washington with all of the massive cuts that Elon Musk and his assistant Donald Trump have been doing this week. And there's been a lot of reaction, obviously, of all sorts. So I'd really like the view from Iowa, not just of you know, ordinary folks being affected by this, but then we'll also get into whether any Republicans are voicing any kind of hesitancy or squeamishness. But let's start overall. How would you characterize the reaction of many Iowans who are affected by these cuts?
I mean, Pat, it seems like every day we get another example of tremendous cuts to some really essential resources. Just last week, I've been emailing back and forth with people over at the Iowa City VA, Veteran Affairs Services. This is a place that gets for people that served their country, right, gets essential medical care into these, you know, for these, you know, for these service members. And they're not only are some recent hires have been, have had their offer letters revoked, right? We're beginning to see as many as several hundred of these employees. Again, these are, you know, early days. We were thinking maybe this is just going to be some of your, maybe it's security, maybe it's some of these less essential things. But what we're finding is like even your service providers, right, are caught up in these cuts. I mean, it's really tremendous. One of the biggest challenges facing the state of Iowa right now, we've got some of the highest cancer rates in the country, right here in the state of Iowa. The governor, the legislature have all said that this is that funding these services is something that funding this research is something that we need to do. But I mean, when you look at the way NIH funding has been, you know, put into limbo, I mean, it really takes the eye off the ball. Suddenly, people that are involved in some of these studies from around the country, but are also right here in the state of Iowa, are wondering whether they're, you know, whether some of their studies will be able to continue, what the future of that will be. I mean, we've got real problems here in the state of Iowa, but it seems with the federal funding being latched down, you wonder what's going to happen.
I would imagine, Cam, the same sense of you know, shock and awe, for lack of a better term, from people who probably were Donald Trump supporters as well, that this is not quite what they were expecting.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of people Honestly, surprisingly shocked and awed at the things that we were told was going to happen, unfortunately. But, you know, I've talked to a number of veterans who they served the country in combat, and then they came back and worked for the federal government because they wanted to continue to serve in some capacity. And they worked at the VA or the Department of Defense, Homeland Security, for decades, and did such a good job that they were promoted. You know, they went through a lengthy promotion process. They got interviewed, went through months long, you know, all the things, all the hoops you have to go through when you're in a government agency. And because of the promotion, they were put on a probationary period, which got them fired by Elon Musk and his organization. And we're also seeing dozens of offices being closed. The Grand Canyon is having a shortage of National Parks Rangers, so we're having trouble keeping that open. It's just really sad to see so many important things that people care about and value and use in their daily life. And even people from out of state now, people come from all over the world to see the Grand Canyon. So imagine planning the trip and, you know, you're from, you know, a different hemisphere and you come out here and then you get there and there's just a closed sign with a little Doge meme on it.
Yeah. And if, you know, if folks can't go in the traditional way, they're going to try to find other ways to see it. And that's going to raise safety issues as well.
Yeah.
And not just in that park, but in all the parks, you know, the personnel infrastructure is there for a reason. So let us move on to the next question. The great quest for profiles and courage from Republicans in your respective states. And I'll go first. None so far, but we're watching. Cam, we'll start with you this time. Is there anything close to Arizona Republicans saying, this is a little too far? Oh, you know what? I take it back. Ron Johnson did say about tariffs, I'm concerned. And that was it. So I'm sorry. I do have one profile in courage. Cam, what's the closest you got in Arizona?
Oh, well, I'll work my way backwards. We do have Congressman Andy Biggs. He filed a bill to dismantle OSHA, which is workers' protections. He was pretty gung-ho about that. We also had David Schweikert, who has positioned himself as a budget hawk for the past decade, warned that the federal budget proposal to give billionaires more tax money would be financial Armageddon. Then he voted in favor of it. Juan Ciscomani, he's a Tucson representative. He wrote a letter to Mike Johnson with the Hispanic caucus urging him not to pass the budget as it was. And then they all voted for it too.
So. They did. They all voted for it. Yeah. All right. I'm going to take that as a no. Zach, let's go over to Iowa. What do you got?
You know, our motto is fields of opportunity. And it seems like we're just letting the fields go to fallow. All four of our members of the congressional delegation, they were part of the effort that passed to support the continuing resolution. This is these tremendous cuts to Medicaid, these tremendous impacts to benefits like SNAP, right, that are Iowans, a really essential food support system, particularly when the state is so reticent to have more robust supports for these people. When we talk about the specter of DOGE, the shadowy figure moving across our federal services, our Iowa delegation has just put their shoulder to that wheel. They've decided this is the future. People like Senator Joni Ernst, people like Representative Marionette Miller Meeks, they've said they've kind of tied their wagon to DOGE, saying that this is going to be how they're going to rise to prominence. They're betting on this divestment in our people, in our country, in those services that we rely on. Things like the Grand Canyon, which I didn't get to see while we were down there, Cam, but I would if I showed up and the park ranger was hat in hand saying like, oh man, sorry, we would love to take you on a tour, but we fired that guy. I just can't.
Right. Cam would know a guy with a hang glider or something.
we got to deal with Smokey the Bear. We'd work something.
Yeah, where's Smokey? Is Smokey still employed? What's the story with Smokey?
Oh gosh,
I worry about the guy.
Good question. Yeah, he's gonna have to take on a part-time job bagging groceries or something like that. You know, it's a classic old age joke, but I am old enough to remember when Joni Ernst was an up-and-comer and people said, well, she's definitely a Republican, but she's kind of like a moderate, somebody we can work with. And as we've seen with so many people who start their career described that way, we watch this slide to the right like they're on a, you know, like on a greased light pole in Philly or something like that. They can't help themselves. So, all right, the search goes on for when some Republicans are going to say this has been enough. Let's turn to your state's Democrats. There's been a lot of talk about that, about Republicans, you know, writ large. Do they have a single strategy? Do they have a single spokesperson? No, but there are usual pockets. And the one that impresses me most lately is Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett of Texas. She has been, you know, as a fresh face of speaking up against Trump the way that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was in her early times. We, of course, have Mark Bocan here, who has never been shy about banging the drum, not just about Donald Trump, but about Derek Van Orden, his colleague right next door, and calling him out. In fact, he has invited Congressman Van Orden to a town hall this weekend and baited him in the press release saying, well, you know, Derek hasn't held any kind of open town halls yet, so maybe he doesn't know how. So I'm happy to show him the way to do one of these. Gentlemen, I don't know if you have anybody that brash, that cocky, or at least somebody that willing to get in front of the microphones and say, this is serious, these are the stakes. Zach, we'll start with you this time. What are Democratic voices in Iowa sounding like?
You know, when Republicans abdicate so much of the leadership in our state, it does create this kind of fertile territory for people to begin picking up that mic. People I just point you to. Right now, all eyes in Democratic politics are kind of on 2026 and the gubernatorial race that's coming down the pipe. The current state auditor, Rob Sand, he's the sole statewide Democrat in elected office in the state. He has been, while the governor and the legislature have worked to strip him of more and more powers that used to be part and parcel of the work the auditor did, you know, he said, okay, that's fine. We're going to take this show on the road. He's hitting all 99 counties, looking to find more, looking to get in front of audiences in counties from Keokuk to Sioux City, all with the notion that, like, look, if the state auditor, the office charged with accountability in the state, is if you're going to rip the power, that's fine. We're going to let you know exactly what the state leaders in the Republican Party have been doing, what they've been up to.
Is he the kind of person then that conceivably, whether he's a candidate in 26 or not, but does have some, you know, mainstream appeal, a little bit of bipartisan appeal, or does he kind of strike everybody as, well, he's the voice of the far left?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that Rob Sand has going for him, which has gotten him some criticism from places where I live in Iowa City, he always kind of brings this kind of oh shucks demeanor to his to his press conferences, to his one on ones. I think he is, he's a bow hunter. He's a guy that's from this place. Right. And I think he brings that kind of, normal man's message, every man's message to politics that have gotten increasingly polarized and increasingly out of control.
Aw, shucks. I remind you, we have Tony Evers over on the side of the border. Cam, Democratic voices out of Arizona. Who are the leaders?
Yeah, we have a couple people who are emerging in different ways. Senator Ruben Gallego, he's a new senator. He was pretty fiery in the House. And at first, when he got in the Senate, he seemed like he was trying to kind of temper himself and be more, you know, the dignified statesman. Yes. But then the Trump administration started attacking veterans and veteran benefits. And as a veteran who suffered immense loss and watched, you know, so many of his friends die in the battlefield. I think that just kind of really pissed him off. Him and Mark Kelly as well. Mark Kelly, who also is very much a statesman, but also a veteran, an astronaut, seeing these attacks on programs that they've seen benefit their lives and their loved ones has just kind of set them off and unleashed them a little bit.
You know, you mentioned Mark Kelly, and I had forgotten about him, and it actually reminds me that when he was being considered for vice president, people go, wow, Tim Walz came out of nowhere. Yeah, because he was everywhere, whereas Mark Kelly occasionally pops up, but is mighty quiet a lot of the time. And I haven't heard a peep out of him from up here in all this time. So, Mark Kelly, if you're listening, and why wouldn't you be listening to a Wisconsin morning show? Your state, your country needs you. Step it up. Cam Stevenson will be there to follow, you know, your every utterance with the Copper Courier. Zachary Oren-Smith at the Iowa starting line. Gentlemen, thank you so very much for pinch hitting for Kia Vakil this weekend. Appreciate your comments, and enjoy the rest of your week.
Always good, Pat.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yep, so good to see you guys. When we come back, we will have today's history lesson to wrap things up, and then our regular Week in Review panel with former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel and journalist Mark Jacob all coming up. This is Up North News Radio from Lake Wissota on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Officials in Little Chute have removed more than 90 dead ducks from a storm pond, the likely culprit, bird flu. That comes after hundreds of rare red-breasted mergansers were found either dead or sick along Lake Michigan. Meantime, Wisconsin will start sampling milk at dairy farms to test for the virus. Fears that protections for our Great Lakes and more will be on the chopping block after EPA Director Lee Zeldin announced plans to cut the agency by 65%. The EPA oversees bedrock safeguards like the Clean Water Act, Safe Drinking Water Act, and Clean Air Act. It's unclear how those protections will remain enforced if deep cuts happen. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Matt Nair on air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt Nair on air.
Taylor Dane kicks off today's history lesson. She turned 63 years old today and has this beautiful love song. I'll always love you for the rest of my days. Lots of late 80s, early 90s hits from Taylor Dane, who has a birthday today. Actor Bryan Cranston is 69 years old today.
That's nice.
Is there anything he can't do?
No.
In terms of drama, comedy, I mean, such a range.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
and different looks, too.
Yes. Know? Yes. I mean, you shave him clean shaven, he does it. The mustache does it. Longer hair does it. Beard does it. But, man, there's something about him where I always think to myself, I never want him to be mad at me.
You can say all of these same things about Jenna Fisher. She is 51 years old today from The Office.
Terrifying.
Terrifying. Doesn't matter if she's got a beard and a mustache or what. Yeah. And actress Laura Prepon is 45 today from That 70s Show.
Wow.
Once again, people going, no.
Okay.
How can this be? Why, Kreitlow, why must your segment be so depressing?
This day in history just hurting your feelings.
Yep. Cassandra writes on YouTube, I've never seen Breaking Bad. Cassandra, same here.
I've watched it all the way through, and I tried to rewatch it, and I couldn't because at the end of the day, and this is not a spoiler, you're cheering on terrible people.
Well, then that's the era that we live in now, the anti-hero, you know, where you're kind of rooting for the bad guy because he or she is taking on badder guys, essentially, you know. Let's see. On this day in 1970, the number one song was by Simon and Garfunkel. It says Simon and Garfunkel, but of course it's our Garfunkel, and you can't sing like he can.
Oh, all right. Thanks.
Not you, Greg. You, all of us. Okay. No, nobody has a voice like that. 10 weeks at number one, starting today in 1970. In 1975, David Bowie released his 9th album.
Would you like to stop by Greg's useless store of fun facts about music?
Tell us more about David Bowie and Young Americans.
After a tumultuous relationship with Ziggy Stardust, very glam, very pop, very whatever, he went to Philadelphia, hired some of the best writers and producers, including a young Luther Vandross.
What?
And yes, Gamble and Huff produced this record with him and wrote. And he recorded, mixed, mastered, finished the whole record in 9 days.
9 days?
Because... cocaine is a good
drug. I was just going to say, did Eric Clapton show up and write Cocaine right after that?
Oh, holy my goodness. Cow. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, kids. That was back when he was in I'm Only Drinking Milk and Eating Strawberries or whatever. It was rough days for. But this album is amazing.
Uh-huh. Yep. This week in 1965, this was Bloody Sunday when a group of 600 civil rights marchers were brutally attacked by state and local police in Selma, Alabama. On this day in 1875 was the birth of the French composer Maurice Ravel. You've probably heard Ravel's Bolero. Chances are that you are in one of three groups of people when it comes to this song. Within a certain age range, you're thinking of Bo Derek and the movie 10. Younger than that age, you might be wondering what the heck this song is. And older than that, you're like, hey, I like classical music. Who's this Bo Derek person and why is she ruining my song?
Just so weird.
It is. On this day in 1985... We Are the World was released as a single. Or to put it a different way, We Are the World was unleashed upon the country on this day in 1985 by Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson. Obviously, a cavalcade of stars, Springsteen, Dylan, Lauper. The proceeds were used to help address famine all across Africa.
Excuse me, you're forgetting Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. How could I forget? Let's see. And on this day in 1987, the number one album was by the Beastie Boys. License to Ill was atop the album chart, the first rap album to go to number one. All right. Now that we're in a mood to party, this is National Cereal Day. So enjoy that bowl of cereal, folks. This is National Employee Appreciation Day. Shouldn't every day be Employee Appreciation Day?
Yep.
This is a World Day of Prayer. This is National Unplug Day. This is Debate and Speech Day, meaning the activity. And if debate and speech count as high school sports, then I was a jock of the first order. That's what I lettered in. Did I get the letter jacket? No, because the only letter I had would have been debate and speech. But anyway, today is Middle Name Pride Day, said Patrick Jerome Kreitlow. So,
I like that, said Gregory Stephen Bach.
Gregory Stephen, okay. I was sure it was Aloysius, but I guess wrong on that. And finally, today being the first Friday of Lent, this is Fish Fry Friday. So do you have a favorite place to go get a fish fry? No, you cannot say Culver's.
No,
Culver's is a Wisconsin treasure. I'm just talking to everybody out there. Don't. No, come on. You got a favorite? Like, I saw a guy last night up in Jim Falls. He was putting up all the signs for Sacred Heart Church for their Friday fish fry, kicking off today. Plenty of other places going to have theirs as well. So go to a fish fry today.
Go to a fish fry, like, at a, find yourself a good bar. Find yourself, do they even still do, like, Knights of Columbus or, like, the church ones?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Find one
yes.
of those. Just pans of it. Just eat yourself silly.
You know what? Next Friday, I want everybody giving us ideas on where they went and what they recommend. This is Up North News Radio. More after this.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Join me as we find out what happened to USAID with Christina Dry, speechwriter and communications analyst for the agency.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Massive SpaceX fail. 90 miles above Earth, a 403-foot-long Starship rocket shut down, spun out of control, then exploded. ABC's Victor Oquendo is in Orlando, where it was seen from the ground.
The breakup of the ship illuminating the sky from Florida to the Caribbean. Brett Boswick and his family were on their boat near the Bahamas watching the launch.
We saw a very sudden big explosion, a fireball.
The FAA ordering ground stops at four major Florida airports because of the debris.
It's a day of disruptions at the busiest train station in France after an unexploded World War II bomb was found not far from the busy Gare du Nord in Paris. The U.S. economy is predicted to have created 160,000 jobs last month, but the February unemployment numbers out shortly do not take into account all of the Trump administration's firings and layoffs of federal employees. The 25% tariffs on most Mexican and Canadian goods suspended for now. This is ABC News. The Supreme